then after that, maybe you can develop your meditation. So this meditation for those who are going back today will be your last opportunity to meditate, to develop some form of training of your mind and to experience some form of very different type of mental state. If you can develop the meditation well, you will have inner peace, inner well-being, leading to all the stillness, tranquility, the joy within, the pity, the sukha, and the paucity. So if you can experience them, your mind state will be very good, very wholesome, and that itself is full of merits. Because to have a mind state that is free of the three evil root is very rare. Very, very rare. So that's why meditation can help a lot. Then if you know how to rejoice, if you know how to develop the condition for you to have a good mind, a happy mind. When you rejoice, there is a lot of happiness. You can rejoice with many, many things. When you see people having the understanding, you rejoice. You see them performing goodness, generosity, kindness, you rejoice. You see them helping people, you rejoice. Then you see them cultivating diligently and helping in whatever way, you rejoice. Just now I passed by, I saw people sweeping the floor. I rejoiced, but I saw, wow, actually quite clean, not the corridor, but still a lot of dust. So you don't understand how defilement go in. So we were having breakfast just now. Then Yun Chan mentioned, I think no need to clean meditation hall. Very clean already. I say good, very clean already. Then corridor also very clean, no need to mop. Then I think somebody suggested, maybe we just sweep. Good. Then I come out, I saw the corridor alone, so much dust. Not really a lot, but as you accumulate, you see quite a lot. I think Brother Chong and Puan Chi San and Alicia will know, the two of them were sweeping. So cultivation of mind is the same. You think you already very clean already, purified already. As you sweep and sweep and sweep, then you realize, oh, still a lot. Then like that day, Brother Hung also mentioned, he said he went through an experience about sweeping leaf. Just like I mentioned Wat Pan Nana Chan, sweeping leaf. He said, sweep, sweep. As he sweep, he saw the leaf fall. Means the reality, the leaf will fall. So if your mind, you cultivate until not stable, defilement always arises. So defilement arise, you cannot handle. So you have to cultivate until the wisdom arises. When the wisdom arises, then it's different. Just like sweeping leaf. A lot of people will say, yeah, it's good. Like the Zen temple. They say everything is meditation, including sweeping leaf. But the junior monk or those who don't understand, they sweep and sweep and sweep, then they complain. No? The leaf keep on falling. Sweep also cannot finish, you see. It's a nuisance, you see. I just swept, the leaf fall again. But when you develop the wisdom already, you not only don't complain, no, you see the reality of life and existence. Then you come to accept one reality, the leaf will fall, understand? No? So what? It's up to me, understand? No? I cannot complain that the leaf should not fall. I cannot go and think of the cunning idea of chopping the tree. Then what happened? No shade, very hot. No more oxygen or less oxygen from the tree and the plant, then the habitat, it could be a habitat for a lot of insects and also non-human, like deva. So you chop without understanding, or deva angry, you get into trouble again. So all this, you have to be very sensitive. So when you are cultivating, your mind must always be wholesome. There must be a lot of joy, a lot of contentment, then a lot of appreciation. Then when you develop wisdom with the understanding, then it's different. When you realize that truth, there's a lot of joy, then you know, yeah, the leaf will fall, this is a reality, I have to accept this reality, so what must I do? If I need to clean, I will clean mindfully, because this is what I want to do, and the main thing is just mindful. After I clean, if the leaf fall, it's okay, at least now it's more clean. It takes a while for it to accumulate again. Then if I need to clean again in the afternoon, I try. If I don't have the condition, I just let it be. Then as long as the mind understands, everything will be the way it is, in harmony, then the environment will be very conducive. The non-humans, the devas, the insects, the chipping of the birds, everything, they will go about with their usual routine. Then there's a lot of joy. Then there's no like conflict, misunderstanding. Because when you start to do one negative thing, like chop the tree, the repercussion is a lot. Not to say you cannot chop. If in front of your garden you don't like the tree, you can chop. But you talk to the deva that might be there to have the dwelling. You seek the permission, you say, forgive me if I cause any disturbance or uncomfortableness to you, because I have this intention to remove this tree. Then you explain your purpose. So you say, if this is your habitat, you got no place to stay, you are welcome to come into the house. I have the altar, you can stay there or whatever. As long as you communicate with them and talk to them, they will understand. Okay, since most of you are here, we will do the puja now. We will do the simple Theravada. We pay respect. The Thai tradition, then after that we start. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavaga Ammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Asavaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay. For those who just came in, maybe I just repeat the announcement again. Today, for those who are going back, today is your last session. So make full use of it. After this, you will have one session of meditation, which is about an hour. For those who are going back, this could be your last sitting for this retreat. And I would like to rejoice with all of you for your wholesomeness, in cooperating with us, in maintaining the harmony, the understanding, in rejoicing, and in playing your role to help out, perform the duty very well. So I rejoice. And I thank you for your generosity and all those things. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Then also special thanks to the organizers who have done well. for all their free service and what they call sincere commitment to help arrange all this for the benefit of all. Then the other thing is also, after this meditation, you will have a early lunch. Early lunch, right? 11:30. For those who are going back, you should try to pack. Get ready. Don't wait till the closing ceremony. Otherwise, you got not much time. So, get ready, pack. During this 1 hour meditation, if you don't want to do 1 hour, you go and pack or do whatever you want. Then after that, come back and sit. So the meditation, I will cut short it for you. It will be 9 to 10. So you adjust your time. Okay, now only 8 something. Then after meditation, we will have last Q&A and reporting of meditation. Then I see what I need to cover. I got only 1 or 2 sheets left. I think quite fast we can cover. Then after that you break for lunch. After lunch, you come back. 11:30 lunch, 12:15, you come back. You can have a quick lunch because it's 45 minutes. After lunch, you quickly pack for those leaving today. Then always maintain daily mindfulness training and heedfulness at all times. Then when you come back, those who are going back, may I have your favor and understanding, sit in the middle here, so that when I do the closing ceremony, I know who you are. Then I will let you all introduce yourself to the group. Then we can have some form of feedback or sharing. You can share your experience and all those things. Then later on, I will sum up the closing ceremony. I will give you some detail of what actually the funds have done, all the goodness, the wholesomeness from your donation, from the retreat money that you pay, then how the money is being used. Then we should all rejoice with all the wholesomeness. Even all those who sponsor some of your beverage, your meals and all those things, we should all learn to rejoice more. The other thing is acknowledgement of thanks, and asking for forgiveness. Then the closing puja, I will talk about the importance of how to develop this training in your daily life when you go back to your home, when you go back to society, when you have to continue with your routine as a maybe career person or housewife or whatever. So this one is more important. So in order to develop this understanding, you really need to determine that even after the retreat, you will continue with this wholesome practice. Because this will make a big difference to your life in the future. Not only in the here and the now, in the future. And you know how to establish this base and this condition, it will help you. And even for those who went through these 5 days of retreat, I tell you, you may not know. The merits that you have accumulated is fantastic. Just now, before you come in, I already said, this last sitting, make use of it. You can sit and meditate and develop the silent mind. Then a lot of wholesomeness can arise. The mind that is trained, that is developed through the meditation, have a lot of wholesomeness, because you will start to experience all of the byproduct of proper meditation. Your mind not only has the inner peace, inner silence, the awareness, it will bring about very positive energy that brings about inner well-being. Inner well-being can help improve your immune system. Then when you have a lot of inner peace, inner well-being, pity will arise. Then sukha will arise. Then positive will arise, stillness and silence of mind. And these are the mind state you never experience when you are outside, when you are in the society. Unless you are a real cultivator who has perfected your daily mindfulness. And this mind state, even though within the 1 hour sitting, you can get it for 10, 15 minutes, it's already very good. Like this morning, the stillness, you only meditate 25 minutes, you can get it for about 5 to 10 minutes, it's really very good. You have to have a mind state that is free of greed, hatred, and delusion without thought is really, really wholesome and meritorious. It's a free mind, free of greed, hatred, and delusion. A normal being can't even have one moment of free mind. Understand? Not to say real free mind, a thought that is free of the evil roots. Because this thought, before you become enlightened, is deluded, egoic. That's why the evil roots are always there. Unless you're really sincere, like morning we do metta, loving kindness. So you irritate with understanding, sincerity and kindness. Your mind state can be pure too. Because when you irritate loving kindness, you wish people well-being and happiness. Then you rejoice. All these virtues are also wholesome, free of the evil root. But at least, although they are very, very wholesome, free of the evil root, but it's not a silent mind, asana. It's not a still mind. It's not a moment of awareness. The moment of awareness without thought, is very, very meritorious and powerful. Yeah. Later on, you will understand. Okay, with this, maybe I will, what's the time now? Oh, I still got 10 more minutes, not bad. So we will do some, maybe, reflection. This could be your last reflection for those going back today. So you turn over to the chanting book. We try to do some reflection. Do the part that we have not done. Okay, part two. Reflection and recollection. We have done the reflection on sharing of merits or blessings. The Buddha's word on loving kindness. Suffusion with divine abiding. I think this one we haven't done. Oh, there's another reflection on universal well-being. Okay, we do the suffusion with divine abiding first. Page 30. This one. You know how to chant, otherwise I just read and explain to you. Now let us make the four boundless qualities shine forth. I think don't need
One quarter with a heart imbued with loving kindness. Likewise the second. Likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading on all-compassing world with a heart imbued with loving-kindness, abundant,
exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter with a heart imbued with compassion. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth.
So above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a heart imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter with a heart imbued with gladness. Likewise, the second. Likewise, the third. Likewise, the fourth. So above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a heart imbued with gladness.
Abundant, exalted, immeasurable,
without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a heart imbued with equanimity. Likewise, the second. Likewise, the third. Likewise, the fourth. So above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading all encompassing world, with a heart imbued with equanimity.
Abandoned, exalted, immeasurable,
without hostility, and without ill will. Thank you. So this is a very good reflection. The divine abiding. You know what are the four divine abiding or not? The four Brahma Vihara. Vihara is abiding. The Brahma has these four great qualities. What are they? First one is metta, loving kindness. Second one is what? Compassion. In Pali is what? Metta karuna. Cannot use whiteboard, too much announcement. Metta karuna. Karuna is compassion. Loving kindness, you know, you have love and kindness towards all beings. That's why you wish them well-being and happiness all the time. Then after that, you have compassion. You are very compassionate. You are not cruel. You will go all out, wherever there is condition, to be a blessing to all, to help people. So when there is compassion, you will radiate metta. Understand? Then you will do a lot of things that can bring about condition, causes and conditions to relieve suffering. The third one is very important. The third one is what? They put here gladness. It's not gladness. Gladness means you're very happy. Glad. You rejoice. Rejoice is a more closer word, more appropriate word. Rejoicing. In Pali it's called mudita. So like I explained just now, you can rejoice in so many things, understand? Whenever you experience something, like people's gratitude towards you, you rejoice, understand? Because they know how to do that wholesomeness. They express their gratitude towards you, towards what you have done for them, and towards how they have benefited for you. Then you rejoice. Then you rejoice in the wholesomeness of people who know how to like develop this goodness to cultivate the Dhamma. Then you rejoice with their ability to become generous, to have this contentment. Then you rejoice when you see people helping out, providing service. Like just I say, I walk by, I saw them sweeping floor and all things. Then you also rejoice in whatever goodness and wholesomeness that people do. Then all this will make your heart open up, understand? Or? So that instead of every time having envy, jealousy, and negativity, you become like, have a heart that is able to rejoice with others' goodness and wholesomeness. Even if your colleague get promoted, don't become jealous. Rejoice inside. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu means rejoicing. Then in Mahayana they say, Amitabha, Amitabha. It's they rejoice. They greet you. So all this has a lot of wholesomeness. They are very meritorious when you rejoice. Then last time I always do this when during the early year of my cultivation, until my teacher also know, Ajahendra. When I hear good Dhamma, I rejoice like anything at the back, inside the heart. Then after finish, I will sure say, sadhu, 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 very loud at the back. That's why you all seldom rejoice. Funny, I didn't hear. Once a while, a little bit sound. Why are you so shy? Rejoice, nothing to lose, everything to gain. Unless you don't understand the Dhamma, then cannot appreciate it, then I don't blame you. But if you really understand, you should rejoice. Understand? Don't be like your normal, what they call, egoic mind. Like paisei. People don't do, you do. They say, you think you're funny at the back there. Alone star. Everybody quiet. But you don't worry, because they don't know how to rejoice. You rejoice. When you start, everybody follow. Yes, I realize human beings, they only follow. Most of them, gullible. So rejoicing is a very powerful, meritorious action. And when you rejoice in Dhamma, I tell you, that Parami will allow you to have this ability to listen to the right Dhamma and rejoice. Then last one is, of course, very difficult to cultivate. It's called equanimity, upeka. So you look at this particular dividing reflection. The Buddha said, I will abide pervading one quarter with a heart imbued with loving kindness. Then the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter means on the surface, flat plane, then above and below. Understand? After above and below, what he say? Around and everywhere. Then you read it. Under the loving kindness, metta meditation, they got the 10 direction. They read it direction by direction. All the 10 type of beings or 12 type of beings, I forgot already. So, 10 type of being, I think, but because there are total, I think, 10 directions, east, west, north, south, then in between, so 8, then above and below, they call what, zenith and nadir, is it, something like that, you go back and check. So when you do that, actually, that one take 1 hour. No, I remember last time I did that. Very really strong. When I read it, the metta very strong. I really one direction, I read it. May all beings within the northern direction be well and happy. Then later on, this type of being, that type of being. So when you do a lot of metta, your heart open up. Then after that, the Buddha said, repeat the same. I will abide pervading one quarter with a heart imbued with compassion, then followed by rejoicing. Then he somehow say, I will abide pervading the all-encompassing planet Earth with a heart imbued with compassion. Then he add in abundance. Abundance means what? You are willing to share, abundance. Then exalted, then immeasurable, without hostility, without enmity, and without ill will, so that that mind is beautiful, radiant, with a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of loving kindness, a lot of compassion, a lot of mudita, rejoicing. Then the last one is equanimity. You need wisdom to do it. Equanimity is called upekkha. Upekkha, if you don't have wisdom, is very difficult. You have equanimity towards all beings. You don't discriminate. You accept them for what they are. And your mind is always very peaceful, very calm. Then you really, really treat all as equal. Whether they are born in whatever way, how evil and all those things. You have this equanimity of mind to actually accept them for what they are and to understand them for what they are. That's why instead of like, dislike, comment, I'll say, you transcend all of the duality that mind creates through thought. Then you're able to have this equanimous mind to rejoice with all, to radiate love, metta, and compassion to all. Then you will have this wisdom to see things as they are. So the equanimity is very, very firm, very established, and your mind doesn't stir. Means what? You will not have all those greed, hatred, delusion, the emotion, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, all that, because it is very calm, very peaceful, full of equanimity, born of wisdom. So the four abiding are very important. Okay, 9 o'clock, you can start your meditation. Then after that, I will ring the bell. Then we will have our last session of Q&A and reporting. Okay, you can meditate now. Make full use of it. And make sure you develop something before you leave this place. Thank you.